ABC News.
Some of the world's best surfers are quarantining in Sydney ahead of next month's World Tour event in New South Wales. 108 surfers from Brazil, Europe, Tahiti and Hawaii, along with their support crew, are serving out their 2 weeks quarantine, and then they'll have 10 days to prepare for the start of competition at Merriweather Beach in Newcastle. Andrew Stark from the World Surf League says so far there's only been one athlete that's tested positive to coronavirus.
All of the surfers came in. We did have one positive athlete case that was in the US, which was Carolyn Marks, tested positive, so she couldn't board the flight in the US, so she's being retested and so on over in America. So we did lose one athlete, but there was no contact with any other athletes, so all the others tested negative and they're currently in quarantine. They flew in yesterday, landed at 6 a.m. and they're all in Sydney in quarantine starting the 14-day journey.
For those that are quarantining now, what's the plan if any one of them tests positive during this quarantine period?
Oh, look, if any athlete tests positive, then it's not unlike any other person that comes into the quarantine. They're under the New South Wales Health portal in terms of the management of COVID cases in quarantine. So if they test positive, then they'll be managed by New South Wales Health and they won't be able to clear and be released from quarantine until the New South Wales government provides that clearance and the surety that they're COVID-free and they've recovered and they're not contagious and so on.
Have athletes been accepting of these kind of terms and conditions, I guess, for coming to Australia and competing at your event?
Yeah, absolutely. The athletes have been incredibly accepting. I think, they watched the tennis and they saw that, and then we were very insistent on making sure that we communicated very heavily with the athletes and, our tours and competitions team and our global CEO, Eric Logan, was contacting and communicating with them weekly and making sure that they were extremely clear on what they were coming into Australia, what they were getting themselves in for and what were the parameters of quarantine and what did it mean. And so, yeah, look, all the surfers understand that. They are very accepting of it. They know that that's a rite of passage into this country. And once they get out of quarantine, we can run four events and they really want to compete. They want to get the jersey back on. They want to, it's their job. It's their livelihood. So they want to compete and they're excited to do so.
What lessons would you say you learned from how the Australian Open tennis was organised?
Oh, look, I think, there's probably a lot of lessons in there. I mean, at the end, result was fantastic, though, in that they were able to crown champions. So I think the major lesson we learned was that you can do this, that it is possible to run an international sport in Australia, albeit extremely complex and difficult and challenging for all involved. It is possible to actually have champions on the podium at the end. And so that was quite inspiring, what tennis did there. They obviously had a lot of challenges and through that journey, and we learned a few lessons, but I think that the number one lesson we learned was we can do this, and Australia is a very safe place to run events, and we just got to continue to communicate heavily with our athletes on the journey.
You've actually relocated two events to New South Wales, one from the Gold Coast and also Bells Beach. So what were your main reasons for the relocation?
Oh, look, the reshuffle and the relocation was really based on the state border closures that, as we know, living in this country, happened quite suddenly. So we wanted to make sure that we were able to operate. Once we landed the charter in New South Wales, they were the only state that accepted the charter to land. So once we landed the charter, which has landed yesterday, we knew that we would add an additional World Tour event to Australia, a fourth event, and that would happen in New South Wales. So once the first event's in New South Wales, then we needed to know, all right, well, if we're moving into other states, can we move into that state under the positioning of a state border closure, a sudden state border closure? And, we were very respectful of both the Victorian government and the Queensland government. Their positioning was that we can't provide you with a pre-approved bubble access so that if their state border shut, we knew we could get in. The Western, and that led to, we had to then make a very difficult decision to cancel Bells Beach and the Gold Coast events, for this year. And then the Western Australian government, we worked very closely with, were able to provide us with a a access to their state under a state border closure, so that if, for example, the state borders close at the time of going over from New South Wales, then we will go over on a charter flight, we'll go into a bubble, and we'll be able to still operate our event within a bubble of they have to stay within the accommodation and move from the accommodation to the event site, and we can still compete and run. Very similar to how tennis continued to run during the lockdown in Melbourne. So that's where we came to on regard to that point.
That's Andrew Stark from the World Surf League speaking to me earlier.